Wagwan, everyone!
What's up?
Welcome to episode 86.
86?
Yep. Wow. 86, bruh.
Getting closer and closer to season 2.
Yep. So, you guys, let's get into that gaming news. Xbox got rid of their $1 trial offer of Game Pass, and you guys already know why. It's probably because Starfield's coming out, and they want you to buy Game Pass and play Starfield. So that's why it's gone.
That makes sense, but at the same time...
It sucks.
Starfield's going to be... I've said it since they announced it. Like, looks like it'll be a fun game. But it also, like every other game that company makes... Well, not Bethesda, but the specific studio that makes, like, Skyrim and Fallout. Because Bethesda also has the studio that makes, like, Dishonored and...
Yeah.
And those games. And that's actually a different studio than the ones that make Skyrim.
Yes.
So, but, like, any time, like, Skyrim, great game, glitchy piece of shit when it came out.
Yep.
Which I guarantee you, I haven't played Starfield yet, but I've already heard people talking about it, glitchy piece of shit.
It's, yeah, I was assuming it was going to be like
Fallout when
that.
It came, the last Fallout game when it came out, I remember, I got it, like, on release, because I was like, I fucking love New Vegas, I'll get this, glitchy piece of shit when it came out. Fun game overall, glitchy piece of shit when it came out.
He's talking about 4, not 76. 76 is a piece of shit.
76 is a piece of shit, although they have actually finally updated it, but it took too fucking long. If you're telling me, oh, it's a good game. No, when it came out, it was a piece of shit.
Don't have time for it now.
Fallout 4, when it came out, was a glitchy piece of shit, and I had fun playing it even though it was a glitchy piece of shit. Skyrim, glitchy piece of shit, had fun playing it.
Yep.
I don't think it deserved Game of the Year, though. People will fucking want to punch me in the teeth for that one, but I don't think it deserved Game of the Year. Fun game. Definitely a fun game, especially when you get into mods. Fun as fuck game.
I'll scream all day. I forgot what game was out at the time, and I was like, are you fucking serious? You guys picked goddamn fucking Skyrim over this perfect, beautiful game. Like, it's...
Yeah, and I don't know.
And I forgot which game it was. It was really perfect.
The people that are mad at me for being like, it did deserve it. Like, guys, calm down. I played probably about 400 hours of Skyrim. So, like, I put my time in, and I think I bought it twice. So shut the fuck up.
Nope, The Witcher deserves it more than fucking
The
Skyrim.
Witcher, oh god. Witcher 3. Witcher 3 is like... is god tier.
It's like less broken than Skyrim 2.
Oh, it was broken.
Yeah.
It was broken too when it came out. Yeah. Not as bad as Cyberpunk.
And Cyberpunk's hella broken. Don't get me started about that. But I'm just saying, The Witcher wasn't as broken, but it was broken. Then it fixed it like a lot.
They've updated Cyberpunk now at this point where it's passable, but I am just tired of games
coming out broken.
Being released when they are still in a broken
state. They
need
to leave
and people
stuff
lying
alone
to the players and going like, oh no, it works. No, it doesn't.
Never works. Don't say that. I hate that guy. It just works. No, it fucking doesn't. It never works.
Oh yeah, everyone making fun of Todd Howard.
I fucking hate him. He's fucking stupid.
It just works. It just does. And I'm like, shut the fuck up, Todd Howard.
Alright, and so Sony decided that they needed to also be a dickhead because they were like, Game Pass got rid of their trial, so it's our chance to raise our prices for some reason to PlayStation Plus. So you went from Essentials being $59.99, you went from Extras being $100, you went from Premium being $120. Your new fucking price is starting on September 6th now. Is your essential bullshit just to basically play online and it doesn't really matter. You now pay $80 just to access online. So let me tell you, is your fucking internet bill higher or lower than $80? Are you going to pay PlayStation just to access your already internet $80? That's stupid. All right, Extra. You got $134.99. Suck my dick from the back. Sounds fucking terrible. And then you got your motherfucking Premium $160. That's a 33% price increase. I hope you guys that are on PlayStation are loving it, because you guys are always fanboying. I'm not paying for that shit. I ain't coming back to PlayStation. I'm going to take off. Come and join us in the PC Master Race.
In the PC Master Race. No, not even really just that. I mean, like, we'll play any system, because we will.
Oh, I'm just not going to pay for no damn online if it's going to be fucking $80 to access my own internet?
And we're already not, like, online people anyway, but if I'm going to play online, I'm going to do it on a PC.
Yeah, because guess what? Steam isn't going, hey, just to access your already games, let me charge you a whole fucking... No!
Yeah, that's why I'm like, no, I already bought...
The internet!
It's especially insulting when it comes to consoles, because I bought your console.
I
bought your fucking game. Oh, now you want me to pay for internet, even though I already have internet?
Yeah, we blocked the internet from accessing your console just like, because...
You're making your players pay three times for something.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's fucking ridiculous. Ridiculous.
And PlayStation definitely like, doesn't it's have a reason, catalog.
Like, I play the Switch, but we don't have Switch Online anymore.
No, because it... Okay, so...
I contemplate buying it from time to time, because me and my brother will play Mario Kart Online, but we haven't played in so long. It's been more than a year since we played, and he hasn't asked ever since I turned it off. And I've even told him, if you ever just want to play, I'll turn it back on.
Yeah, because it doesn't make sense to pay for it yearly when no one's playing online constantly. And then...
I also told him if I do turn it on, we got to make like a conscious like week, because it's,
yeah,
it's a lot
so
of money.
Yeah, so it's more fun. I don't
even think he has his on anymore.
Because it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It really doesn't, unless you're an online player all the time. And then they claim, oh, we're giving you like the Nintendo Online crap. And it's like all these old games that you could totally just find on the internet. Because there's, like, literally online archives, and you can go to the websites and just play it on the website. You don't really have to download anything.
Exactly.
That's why I'm like, oh, this is really stupid that you're charging a bunch of money for your old shit. You didn't upgrade them. You didn't do nothing, and it sucks. And it's the same thing with PlayStation. You don't have enough in your catalog to charge somebody $160 yearly,
yeah,
for your premium to access everything. You know what? That's $20 cheaper than Game Pass, and Game Pass gives you access to everything, and you could even access it on the PC. And I'm not even getting all the good PlayStation stuff. Where's all my PlayStation 2 games? Where are all my PlayStation 1 games? You ain't even giving me all my shit. I don't even fucking... And it ain't even the top classics. Who fucking cares? Why are you paying $160? At least Xbox gives you their shit that they... Like, okay, their big shit... Oh, Halo. Everybody remembers Halo being a part of Xbox. Guess what's in fucking Game Pass? Halo.
Oh my god.
Guess what's not fucking in Sony shit? Half the shit that I remember is all Crash Bandicoots in there? I believe not.
Oh no, like, no, Sony's like, Sony's free shit they give you has always been bullshit.
Yeah, it's never anything, it's never anything amazing.
And if you, like, join now, I don't know how it works now, but, like, when I was on PlayStation Plus, you don't get the back catalog of PlayStation Plus shit. They just give you stuff month by month.
Yeah.
It's like, here, this is what you get this month. With Xbox, you, like, pay for it, and immediately there's just this huge catalog.
Yep, and that's what they're trying to do with the $160 one. They give you a huge catalog, but guess what? The catalog isn't even as decent as Game Pass. That's the problem. If you actually went through it, you'd be looking for games that you're like, you know what? I missed that game from PlayStation 1, and it's not here. And this isn't here.
I still have a problem with Game Pass, because, like, games you do, like, choose to play will eventually disappear.
Well, yeah.
With PS Plus, you just have it. It's just yours.
Yeah, it hasn't disappeared.
No, it never disappears.
Unless you lose your...
When I have PS Plus, the things you got never disappeared.
Unless you turn off your PlayStation Plus, then it disappears. But you would get to keep everything. That is true if you kept paying. But that's a lot of money to be paying.
But no, there was already with Xbox Plus, there was a couple games on Xbox Pass I was, like, playing it. And it was like, oh, this is just not on here anymore. And I was like, but I like that game.
You're like,
I
got all mad. I was that all, game.
But I was playing that.
Yep.
I was fucking playing that. I got so mad. And I was like, I'm just going to go buy it on the Steam Deck. You thought I was going to go buy it on the Xbox. Nah. When I bought it on the Steam Deck.
Yep, because now it's just there. There you go. It's not going nowhere. And then the next bit of news is Saint Row's Volition. They closed down after announcing that Saints Row was going to be for PlayStation Plus after they raised their prices. Because, wow, I want a garbage game and then give you a bunch more money. That's the free game? Fuck you. Xbox gave away Starfield this month. They gave Starfield, Lies of Pi, and I think Gris, and something else. Are you serious? Why did you give Lies of Pi? Lies of Pi. I said Lies of Pi. Sorry, Lies of Pi, the Pinocchio Souls-like. My bad.
ridiculous. And I am tempted to go play Starfield because we have the Xbox and I could play it.
Exactly. If I can get it to run good on Steam Deck, I'll just fucking use the Game Pass and just put it on Steam Deck and play it on Steam Deck. Because it's easier.
That's what I love about the fucking Steam Deck. It's so versatile.
Exactly. Some of the games that I would play on my Xbox, I would just cross-save and fucking play it on my fucking Steam Deck at the same time. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, and PlayStation, you suck.
There's you haters out there that are like, well, you're not getting the same graphic experience. Have you been listening to our podcast? Do you think I fucking care about the graphic
experience? It's not about graphics. I need to play the game to know the story to finish the game. I need to know what happened in the game. What is wrong with you guys?
I'm playing Loop Hero right now. Do you think I care about graphics?
Loop Hero doesn't look that great.
Loop Hero is amazing and it looks awesome, but it's...
To everybody that doesn't care about graphics, it looks amazing.
It looks good.
But... people that care about graphics, no, it doesn't look that great. Who cares?
Like, this is boring. Why
it
are you
looks
playing
like something
this?
That this was like
stupid
on the NES or something. And that's what they would tell you. It looked like something that belonged on Sega or something old. And you'd be like, and your point is, it has the better storytelling than your fucking AAA game. Cost me less, and I get to play more time. You have what do you have? You guys are always trying to hype it up, and it don't make no damn sense.
I play games that don't have necessarily the best graphics. Like, I love Risk of Rain 2.
Oh, dude, that game's awesome.
Not necessarily the best graphics. It's very basic.
And Risk of Rain 1 looks worse, and I love that game way more. You know
what? Oh, yeah, you're a big original fan, and I like the sequel. I'm like, I fucking love the sequel. I still play it today. Whenever I'm, like, super bored, and I'm like, I don't feel like playing anything, but I want to play something, I'll just play Risk of Rain 2.
Because Risk of Rain 2 is awesome. It's a great pick-up and put-down game. You can play it whenever.
It is.
It's good.
Oh, I got so mad, though, this last time I played it. I was on the final boss, and I was kicking his ass like I've never been kicking his ass before. Just, like, putting the boots to him, and the game fucking errored and shut down. The whole system crashed. I was all, what the fuck? Oh, it sucked.
That's why it's not good to play it on the fucking... the Switch, because the Switch can't handle it.
I should be playing on the Steam Deck. The Switch can't handle it, because I looped three times and went to the final boss.
And there must have been too
much. I basically turned myself into a god, because if you can loop three times, you just become a god.
Oh, and real quick about that. Risk of Rain people that made Risk of Rain you guys, please, if there's anything, if you could do one more update, please make a fucking save state or something, because when it crashes on, like, this fucking Switch, that's the end of the game. You have to start the fuck over again, and that sucks. Yeah. That's not fair.
But you can't really save for the game. You gotta, like, play all the way through.
Yeah, it would be nice if you had, like, a save-ish system, kind of like Isaac. It doesn't have to be, like, oh, you save every fucking level or something. Just maybe one instant of a save before I start the level, just in case.
Watch, there is something and I'm just stupid and don't know about it.
That
fucking pissed me off.
Because that sucks.
I was putting the boots to the final boss.
I know, you were telling me you were whooping his ass, and then you're like, oh, it's on. It's gone.
Like, effortlessly. He almost killed me once, but, like, I, like, stood back quick enough, and I, like, immediately healed, and I was like, ah-ha-ha, and I went right back at him.
Right.
It was so good.
And then Gunbrella finally has a release date. It comes out September 13th. So Gunbrella's coming out next week. And that game that was for fucking PS5 called Solar Ash is also coming out next week.
Oh,
that was a PS5
exclusive. You've been waiting for Gunbrella.
Yes, I have. Oh my god, I'm so excited. I can't wait to, like, shoot people with my little gun and float away with my Gunbrella and block bullets. I'm going to go mad. It's going to be some hype shit. So let's move on to games that we played. So, games that we played this week. I don't even know how to pronounce this, because I don't know how they want to pronounce it. That's how I'm kind of confused. A game called either Nor or Nour, depending on how you want to pronounce that, because it's spelt like hour but with an N. So, Nour or Nor, I don't... Whatever. I played this game, and it's... shown up multiple times in trailers and stuff. It was a demo, and it's supposed to come out on PS5, and it's the game where you play with your food. And
okay, I'm down.
It's weird. It's very experimental The sounds. You get sounds off of popping the popcorn, and they turn into kernels. Then you can expand them, and they change all crazy, and you can fuck the whole world up, and then everything fucks up, and then there's popcorn everywhere, and then there's songs and noise everywhere, and it's just, it's experimental as fuck. I don't know if there's a way to win. It feels more artsy. It's beautiful. It's amazing. You zoom in. You can make the popcorn dance. It flows with the music. It was weird. It's a really weird, interesting game. A game where you play with your food. And it's like physics-based. Too. Shit can fly all over the place. Very interesting.
Oh, wait, I love stuff like that. That's like very like physical and visual.
Yeah, it's a visual game, so don't think of this game as a cooking game. Think of it as more, like they said, play with your food. The food's flying everywhere and music's everywhere. It's
that
interesting.
That was the reason I got into Katamari when I first saw it. I was like, this is so visual.
I still need to play Katamari. I never played Katamari. Because
it's dumb, though.
Because of that.
Dumb.
There you go.
The concept of it's very dumb, but it has this visual and just, like, satisfying feeling to it.
It looked
like,
great.
Remember Donut City or whatever it was?
Donut County.
Donut County. Where you just have this giant hole in the ground and you just suck it up.
I love Donut County, yes!
That's Katamari.
If you guys haven't played Donut County, you could also get it for your phones
also,
and other stuff.
Just
get
as
it
satisfying.
For your kids.
Just as satisfying.
Get it on an iPad.
Katamari, not kidding. Donut County.
It's so good. You're just sucking shit into a hole and it's so great.
Yeah,
it's so good.
Like, games like that, I'm just like, yeah, this is so satisfying.
If you could get that game for you and your kids, you should and play it. It's on Switch, it's on everything, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not kidding, that game really was like on phones and all tablets and shit. I think you could get it on everything. You should play Donut County.
No, it's like Vampire Survivor. I'm like, everyone should play Vampire Survivor.
Yeah, I remember when I first told you, I was like, I found this game. And you were
it's
like...
It's on everything. It is. It's on everything.
Now like, it is, yeah.
When we first found it, it wasn't. But I was like, why isn't this on a phone? And you were like, they have plans to put it on a phone. And then they did. And I was like, oh, shit.
And then I was like, it should
now
be on Switch
now
and everything
it's,
else.
It is. It's on everything.
And just put a little PSA out there. Vampire Survivor's got a fucking DLC and an update. You can now
and
do co-op.
And it's getting a TV show.
Oh, and it's getting a TV show. So, it's doing all the things. All my favorite indie games are getting cartoons, and I'm about to scream. Like, Dead Cells, and I get Vampire Survivors.
Have
oh my god.
People are trying to rip off Vampire Survivor now?
No, that's already been going. I could have showed you a bunch of them. I talked about one of them.
I've been looking at, like, a lot of them, especially phone games. There's a ton of phone games.
Yeah, the one that people seem to like the most so far is one called, that's a clone, is a Brotato, and I hate it.
Is that the one with the sword where it rotates around you? You have a big sword?
Nah, that's...
You can, like, upgrade and get, like, a different sword?
No, this is the one where you're a little fucking egg-looking potato thing, and
that's
it looks
stupid.
Like shit.
No,
and a lot of people love that
and
one.
And now, for me, I look at everything, and I'm like, I'd rather just go play Vampire Survivor.
Yep, me too.
It's also just because I'm obsessed with trying to beat death. Remember when I got to 4 deaths?
And then I figured out what we needed for the 4 deaths. We need to go find the yellow sign and find everything after the yellow sign to find the weapon that can help us kill death. So I figured it out. Don't tell me. Don't send me messages. No.
Yeah,
I already
don't
know.
Worry for me. We're going to figure things out.
Okay. And then I bought and played now En Garde, and I'm not done. But holy shit, En Garde's good, you guys. En Garde's $20. You need to buy En Garde. It is basically like female Zoro, Sifu-y. If you like Sifu, you should play this game.
It's like Sifu, but you're a female Zoro. But I wish they would do more updates to it and get it closer to sort of how Sifu is.
I wish, too. Because, like, there's the thing that I'm going to point out is that the tagging or lock-on or whatever you want to call it, it doesn't do it right. You're aimed one way, and then he's hitting somebody else, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, with Sifu, the directional, like, hitting is, like, I can just be like, boom, and I hit the guy behind me if I want to.
I have to turn the fuck around.
The directional controls are so good in Sifu.
I have to force that shit. You saw me.
Like, you literally are just like, nope, gotcha. Like, it's so well done. Like, Sifu's an amazing game.
Yeah.
Except I can't figure out how to properly spare all of the bad guys. I thought it was just, like, left on the D-pad, but, like, the fire guy with the staff?
Yeah.
I can't do it for him.
Can he not be spared?
I need to look it up. Maybe he can't be spared.
Maybe he's just evil or something.
I literally have replayed the level 6 times in a row trying to spare him now, and I got tired of playing the level. I was like, I just burnt out on this game. Now I need to...
Let's play something else.
I'm going to go back to Disco Elysium.
Dude, you should. Because if you're not, I'm about to for some.
You need
I'm
to
thinking
play
about it.
It. No, I keep saying
I've been playing a lot of point and clicks.
You need to play Disco Elysium, and probably you playing it will encourage me to get back into it, because, like, I don't know. I like the game, but it makes me depressed playing it.
You know me. I'll play the most depressing stories.
It's a very depressing game. In my opinion, it's a very depressing game, but I like it.
And I'll cry, too. I'll be depressed and cry about it, too, and be like, this is terrible. What a great game.
I almost started crying at one point. I was like, oh, my God.
Fucking great. I can't wait to play it. Oh, and then Cosmic Wheel Sisterhood has finally came out, and I've been playing that, and, okay, I know I told you guys in the beginning that when I played the demo, I was like, I feel like this is a game I can kind of play, but I don't know if I would like it, because it's just like a narrative. It's choose your shit, story-driven narrative, and create your own tarot cards.
Yeah, yeah. Okay? You were even asking me to break out my old tarot cards.
Because I was wondering certain things.
Yeah. And I was explaining things to you. I'm still in the middle of
it. And it helped me make certain decisions. I mean, I'm not kidding. Because you showed me your cards,
yeah.
I decided, no, I'm going to let faith take the chance because of my magic. And I purposely just put into the world and written that I won the election. So I will win the election. And I will be the queen and the witch coven queen. And I will rule over all of you. Because I have written it that way. Because I said so. Hell yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, I'm still in the middle of doing, like, a long-form reading for you, because I was like, let me show you how tarot cards work.
Right? And I'm excited about it, because, like, the cards I got were pretty interesting, you guys.
I'm rusty, though. I haven't done a tarot reading in a while. I had to break out the I Ching. I was like, wait, this references the I Ching? I need to break out the I Ching? It was all dusty. I literally blew dust off of it.
I need to find my tarot book, because the only book that I have for tarot is for tea leaves.
I told you, I was like, I can't find my mini tarot book.
And I have a tiny one too, and I can't find it either. My tiny tea leaf one?
No, my mom bought you.
I have it in the house. I've seen it in the house, and now it's just gone. I don't know where it is. I gotta find it.
Oh, where'd the tea leaf one go?
Because I want to do that one so I can read tea leaves.
But, like, I have, like, a ton of different, like, tarot and fortune-telling books, and I'll be like, wait, this references that, and this references this. And I'll sit there reading a ton of But that was so funny when I broke out the I Ching. I was all, this is so dusty. I haven't used it in so long. I blew dust off of it.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you guys, you should.
That's funny.
You should play this game. I know that it's just like, oh, it's a bunch of reading and picking stuff, but I sat down to play this game when I fully bought it, and I was like, okay, we're gonna give you a chance. All right. Dude, explain to me how I spent 32 hours in the game. Explain to me how I spent 32 hours playing this game when I played all these other games in the same week. The fuck? No, the game's good. Play it for the story. There's multiple endings and there's multiple ways to choose things. Do it. Do it. It's so good. I want to know everybody's witch story. I really do. It's really cool. and I want to know if you guys are trying to seduce any of these gods or anybody else that you shouldn't be seducing. I want to know. Fucking interesting. And then I played a weird one. I played a demo called Chants of Sennar, and it should be coming out soon. It's going to come on, I believe, all the systems, and it's on, of course, Steam, because that's where I played it. Chants of Sennar is fucking weird. I guess it's supposed to be based off of, like, a story of the Tales of Babel? So, of course, I don't understand anything anyone's saying. And, of course, I don't understand shit.
Tales of Babel.
And here we go. So, everything's fucked up. And I'm just like, okay, how do we open lever? What is... It has instructions. And it's like... And I'm like, what the fuck is doo-doo-doo? And I'm like, great, so now we have to figure it out up, like, down. And then, I'm writing down what up and down represents for the symbols. And I'm like, motherfucking heart.
No, that sounds like some shit from Myst. Have you ever watched me play Myst?
I still
play it from time to time. I'm like, fuck.
I need to watch. You haven't gotten back into it. I saw you play it, like, for a second.
I think the last time you saw me playing it, I was back at, it's like, I had to go back to this other place because I think I needed to be there. It was like this, like, treetop place.
What the fuck?
I don't know. Myst is confusing.
So's this game. I don't even know what's happening. You're, like, in a robe, and you're just wandering around all the time, and you're helping and doing little puzzles, and people are talking to you, and you're like, what the fuck did you say? Did you say open the door, bitch? I can't read that! Oh, I guess I'm writing it down. We're gonna assume that word means open, and this letter means, and this glyph means praise. We're gonna assume that you're praising the sun. I don't know what that means, better write. I was just making shit up, and fuck, that game's really weird, and it's hard, because you're, like, confused so often, because you don't know what anything says.
Oh, God.
And so I'm like, I get where it's coming from.
Like, I like mystery games like that, but I also don't. Like,
it's, yeah, because it's hard.
At some point, I like if it's just sort of obvious where...
Yes, give me a clue.
Give me a better clue. Give me more clues.
And please. That was the bullshit. I was looking for hints. There's no fucking hints. You kind of either solve it, and then eventually somebody will talk to you, and it will all make sense.
There's hints in Myst. At least now there are in the 90s. I don't think there were.
Oh, jeez.
But there's, like, hints in it now. But, like, I try not to use them.
Yeah.
Like, I'll get frustrated, and I'll be like, set a timer. And I'll set a timer for, like, 20 to like 30 minutes and then keep playing the game, and when that timer goes off, I haven't figured it out, I'll be like, time to go and look at the hints.
Yep, time to go
because,
cheat.
Because, like, I don't have time.
Too hard.
I don't like to cheat, but I don't have time. That's one thing I like about Disco Elysium. I don't really get stuck playing that game.
See, exactly. There's some games, yeah.
I'll get kind of frustrated, but I'll never actually get stuck.
See? I'm okay with this. I just wish there was a hint system or something, or maybe I didn't see it. Somebody tell me if there is. If there is, I need to see it, because I couldn't find it.
One thing cool about Disco Elysium, okay? I don't know if everybody knows this, but, like, if you've already kind of done everything you can within the day, because, like, the game exists, like, day to day to day, read a book.
Oh. Read a book in the game, or
read a book in the game.
Okay, it's just like, okay, in the witch game, you could learn a bunch of shit by reading, but you choose to read. You don't have to read anything. Yeah.
If you really are, like, walking, because, like, I've, like, walked around and I just can't find anything to do, and I'm like, fuck. And you can't, like, go to sleep and go to the next day until you get to a certain time.
Okay, I guess that kind of makes sense. Day and night transition.
Shit. So I was like, shit. So I just, like, sat there and, like, read a book. Although it's because I fucked up.
But do you learn stuff? Do you keep knowledge or something from books? What happens? Does anything happen from the books?
I was just reading an adventure novel, so I don't know.
See, okay, you have choices to read spell books and interactive stories, and when you do the interactive stories, depending if you're good or bad, it gives you energy for your tarot cards in that game, so that's why I was asking.
It would be cool if I found a book that actually gave me, like,
something.
Experience.
Or intelligence or something. Like something.
Yeah.
I thought you would learn something from the book.
That game has a wild level up,
system?
Leveling up system when you see it. Like, your progression system in Disco Elysium. Oh my god. Fucking insane.
I can't wait to try it. I'm waiting. I'm, like, playing all my other games because everybody makes that game sound so good. I'm like, nah, I want to feel like shit and be like, no, there's nothing good to play. There we go. This is the only game. Finally, I'm going to sit down and experience this all the way through kind of shit.
Yeah.
Because some games I sit there and I wait for them. I wait to play them. And then I play them, I'm like, that was the best experience. I'm glad I waited this many years to play this game.
See, and a big reason I keep, like, going back and forth to Disco Elysium is I don't know if I want to start it over. Because I'm playing it as a thug. And I don't know if I... Because you can play it as different versions of, like, this detective police officer.
Interesting.
And I'm playing it as, like, a thug.
Okay.
And I think I might want to play it as more of, like, a Sherlock Holmes.
I was about character. To say, I was gonna say I would be more of a detective, because you know how I am. I'm like, what the fuck's happening?
Can blow up in your face, though, too.
I know it can, but I've always been pretty decent at making decisions when it comes to games. I'm like, ha! Fuck you! You thought you were gonna fuck me, bitch!
Because I'm playing as like, a literal thug. Like, I have beaten people down simply because they didn't agree with me.
Yup! Fucking bitch!
And I'm in a place where they do not respect the law in any way. I have no jurisdiction. I'm basically a vigilante.
Yeah, you're basically sounds like Shadows of Doubt, where I'm sneaking in the fucking tubes and I'm not supposed to be in, like, places and investigating.
I'm a cop that was sent by the government, but this town does not give a fuck. They're like, we have our own law here and you ain't it.
I don't understand. I can't even explain Shadow of Doubt. What the hell is, like, the Disco problem? Disco Elysium's
fucking crazy. Like, oh man, I broke this dude's throat at one point. Like,
oh, no.
Right in the throat. I was like, oh, that was sick. Like, I'm playing it as a thug. And no, if you, I've watched other people play it, and if you play it as more of like a Sherlock Holmes sort of like, yeah. I'm so smart, you can't do shit like that.
I'm not gonna, dude, you've seen, it's not that I do, I'm so smart, I do shitty things too, you've seen me. I go, ha ha, that sounds smart, and now we're ass. And now we're smart again. And we're ass. I switch back and forth, that's why I'm like chaotic good. That's the best way to explain my brain.
Chaotic good.
I'm like, it's gonna be back
no,
and forth.
No, you're more chaotic neutral, not chaotic.
You think
good.
I'm neutral?
Yeah, because if you go back and forth and you're just willing to be like, oh, I'll do this, I'll do this.
Okay, then you're right. Yeah, yeah, I'm not a chaotic neutral.
You're chaotic neutral, not chaotic good.
My bad. Hey, don't get mad at me, you guys. I just got into D&D Baldur's
Gate.
You're
willing to sort of do like whatever you need to do the right thing. Yep. Which is more of a chaotic neutral. Like, you know, no, I need to...
I want to get the right ending, exactly. I want to do the right thing, but if I have to do a little fuckities, then we're going to do a little fuckities.
Like, chaotic good is, like, way crazier. It's like, you know...
Anything for the justice,
it's
yeah!
Like, it's like, we need to sneak past this vampire, and you're like, fuck that! And you, like both feet, like, in the air, kick his coffin and, like, smash it in pieces.
They're like, he's evil, we got to kill him!
Yeah, exactly. No, chaotic neutral is more like, well, we should kill the vampire, but it's more smart to, like, sneak past him and... maybe find a way to fucking kill him, but I don't. We,
yeah. Mm. See, it's the maybe. So, okay, the next, the next demo. We gotta move on. The Many Pieces of Mr. Koo is another demo I played. I don't know who that animator is. This is a point-and-click adventure that's on Steam. I don't know if it's gonna come to anything else, but that animation style is good. Whoever you are, you're good.
You good?
Like, the demo is, like, I'm gonna complain about the demo. The demo is bullshit. I think I counted it. It's either two or three. You make two or three clicks, and then the demo is over. It's mostly all of you watching what happens to Mr. Koo in this weird fucking story. I don't even know. There was a bit. I thought it was a bitch at first, but then there was legs that came out of a mouth, and then it had eyeball for a face. And then when I looked at it, it went, aah! And it covered its skin. And then a giant nose came out. Yeah, and then it looked like something that came out of if you ever seen Tiny Toon Adventures and you ever seen how Dodo's World looks, it went black and white with the floor like Dodo's World, and then it was weird like yeah. Dodo's World. There was shit with legs that didn't make sense and eyeballs on things that were licking
Dodo's
stuff.
So if
you're into that kind of shit... like, you might like this game because the fucking art style's fire, but let me tell you, it might be short. I haven't, like, I don't know because it barely released today. So I don't know how long this game is. I can't even tell you anything because the demo was so short. So the game might be short, so I'm like, oh, it might just be this interactive story, so it might be fun to get it on sale for, like, children to just, ooh, click and see what happens to Mr. Koo. Because I don't know if it's actually... bad or like it gets weird and out of its world or anything. I don't know anything. Seems it's just interesting because I can't tell you anything. I'm like, it's the art style's weird.
Art style's weird.
we played Spider-Man Miles Morales. Finally, stop complaining, everybody. We finally did it.
We started playing.
We're finally started this shit.
We're playing it together. We're, like, switching off and playing it.
And I'm pretty good at fighting. fighting, so I'm happy, because for once, I get to lead the fighting, and Babe gets to be your brain.
I get to be the brain. I'm way out of fucking practice.
Compared to me, you saw that bullshit. That was some fucking bullshit.
There was that one fight I was in that took me a minute.
Yeah.
And I keep forgetting to heal. That's my big problem.
You need to remember to heal, and we haven't unlocked gadgets yet. So for right now, you need to use more venom.
I've unlocked a bunch of suits though.
Suits are fine, but when is he gonna get his gadgets? I'm like, I want to throw shit. You know how you seen how I fight? I'm like, oh, you coming up to my and throw a gadget and roll away and throw another gadget. You seen me? I fight like a psycho.
We barely just started playing it. I've been trying to do those like Spire app missions because you can build up more experience doing.
I'll take care of some of those when you're busy and you're not here, because I don't think there's not gonna be story.
No, there is.
Oh, great. I will try not to do the very last one that will end the story. Yeah. Because I will
all of them seem
do
to
the
have
side stuff.
All of them seem to have some sort of story going on.
Because you know I love side stuff.
So. Because I love side stuff too. That's why I'm going to play the side stuff without me. I want to see that.
You're like, no, don't do
that's
it.
That's the neighborhood Spider-Man stuff.
Fine, I won't play all the side stuff, because you seen me go ham on that first game. I went ham on those side things. I was like, all the chemistry shits, all the stupid... I hate all the sequency puzzles, by the way. I finished all that shit.
I love how Miles web-slings, the way they animated him web-slinging.
He's like free-falling, it's amazing.
The way he free-falls and everything, and just like ragdolls as he free-falls, it's so fucking cool.
Yeah, he's so just loose with his body, it's so awesome.
Yeah,
loosey-goosey.
The way he falls, I'm just like, oh, man. Miles is fucking... I love the way he's animated when he web-slings. It's so fun.
And so far, I'm digging the story. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm digging the story so far. I'm like, oh, damn. He can't... He's trying to figure out how to handle all his life and spider stuff. And he's supposed to watch the city for, like, a week or something. And it's like, damn, this is crazy. He can barely even do it any at school.
It's cool, though. I like it. It's such a cool...
little side story, because it's not going to be as long as the first Spider-Man game.
It's only, like, I think half as long.
I don't even know, because of how many gigs it was. I don't know. I think it might be shorter, but because I had to add a patch, now it's the same size, but without that patch that fixes stuff, I think the game is relatively short.
I can't wait for the next one, though.
Right?
Honestly. That one we're playing separately. The next one we're gonna have
two.
To, yeah.
Well, yeah, duh. Because if we're gonna be Venom, we both can't play as Venom, and you know you're not gonna take the symbiote suit from my ass. I love hurting people in the symbiote suit.
You're like, I'm gonna have so much fun. Yeah. No, and me, I'm gonna try and be good. You're gonna try and be.
If
evil.
They allow the Venom, if they allow the one move that I love from Venom,
yeah,
then it's game over. There's this one move where he figured out how to stretch his arm in one of the games, can grab you and pull you in.
Yeah.
If I can grab and pull in anybody, fuck it. It's all over. I'm playing Venom
That's
all the time.
That's like a Venom staple in the comics, everything.
Yeah, but in past games, when you have the Venom suit, no, you do not do that. It just goes fucking crazy and does stuff by itself. I want to do it. I want to be crazy.
You're like, I want to be the crazy one. I want to play crazy.
Don't let the suit do it for me.
That would be really fun. To have, like, a scene or two in the game where Venom is completely taking control and you get to play as Venom.
Just be mad and just be evil for once.
I'm
just saying, it would be cool. You would be adding, like, you know, the Godzilla Destroy All Worlds and all those type of games where you just destroy the city? It would be fun. I could just run around destroying the city for a few minutes. You don't have to do it forever, but I can do it for, like, 5 minutes.
Let me play as the villain. Let me play as Venom.
Just for a little bit.
Just for a minute. And then switch over to Spider-Man and be like, oh, and now we're fighting Venom and taking him down.
Yeah, just give me more than him just fighting himself in the suit. Because
right.
I don't want to do that.
Let me be Venom for a minute, being a villain, and then, like, switch over to, like, Miles, like, saving Peter or something.
Something,
like
yeah. I feel like that's where it's going to come in. He's going to have to shock the suit to get it off of him.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. The whole Venom Strike?
Yes, I feel like
using Venom Strike.
He's
going
to have
like,
to Venom
boom, boom, boom,
and just
boom,
Venom
boom,
Strike
boom.
The hell out of him to remove the suit. That's what I feel is going to happen, but don't... I'm just speculating. I don't know
anything. That'll be so cool. No, I think you're right. But no, we need to have a whole destroying... You get to play as Venom destroying the city.
Exactly.
Oh, it'll be so fun. Like let me do that and then switch over to Miles and have Miles, like, fighting.
The only reason I think about these type of stupid things is because I read so many comic books of Spider-Man and I played all of the fucking games. All of them.
Turn it into like Rampage for a minute, like the game Rampage.
There you go. Where thank you're you.
Just destroying the fucking city.
Godzilla destroy all monsters. All that shit.
Rip fucking the city all down. Of
it would be sick. All right, and then shows we watched. Okay, stuff that we watched this week. We watched a little bit of this show called The Bear that people are apparently really into. I don't think I watched enough to get as invested as everybody else, but I could see the appeal. It's a cooking show. It seems like I'm up and coming and I actually learned my shit, but everybody else wants to put me down when I'm trying to fix the whole restaurant. Seems really interesting. Yeah. I could see where it's coming from. I might come back to it and let you guys know if it's actually super good.
I liked it. At the same point, it was a little over the top at certain points.
Yeah, his brother?
His brother, yeah.
His brother's a dickhead. Like, complete dickhead. Too over the top dickhead. Because it's like, dude, you're the one that asked him to come to help you, and you're, like, turning over the food and acting all fucking, you can't use good things! We gotta give our customers shit! Like, what? It's like a fucked up Gordon Ramsay story or something?
Yeah, like, he's, like, trying to make, like, really, really good food, and no one can deny what he's making.
Yeah, because the other cooks are like, no, this is right. This is good technique. So, like, the show's interesting, don't get me wrong, but I just don't think I watched enough to get me. Normally, we watch a ton to get into something sometimes, and this one might require more.
Well, we only watched, what, 2 episodes?
We watched 3. That's what, see, you just didn't notice enough. That's what I'm saying. We need to watch a ton more because I feel like it didn't grasp me. It's trying to, but maybe it's one of those ones where I have to get to literally the 5th episode in the middle of the fucking season, and it's like, here I am!
Well, see, I watched enough to say that I'll watch a 4th episode.
All right, like, yeah, I watched enough to be like, I'll continue watching it, but I'm not, binge-watching it like I am with other fucking things, like, because the next show.
We always had that 3-episode rule that even if we don't like a show, we'll watch up to 3 episodes, and I liked all 3 episodes, but at the same time, I was sort of like, where is this even going?
Going, exactly. Is he going to take over? Is his brother going to get an axe? Is something going to happen? I don't know. Is he going to work with his brother?
I wasn't that interested because, like, I like food and stuff, but, like, the drama behind food.
The drama, yeah.
I've never gotten too much into, like, restaurant drama. You've always tried to get me into, like, Gordon Ramsay.
You got into some of the Kitchen Nightmares. Some episodes of Kitchen Nightmares you can hit on.
Some, but I get more into the stuff where he's out, like, learning about food. Where he's like, oh, this is where he's,
what,
like...
What is it called? The Uncharted.
Yeah. Where I was like, okay, this is the kind of stuff I'm actually into, because I don't care about that fucking drama. Some of it's interesting to me because I'm like, damn. Because I've thought about being like
a restaurant person.
Owner.
I've
thought about that. Like, hey, if I get the money to do this, could I like run like a restaurant? Because I've worked in restaurants and stuff like that, which I think is the reason I'm not into the drama.
Right? I don't want, like, all the stress.
I've worked as a dishwasher, and I've worked as a cashier, and, like, I've never worked as a line cook.
I never worked in a restaurant. That's interesting.
Because, no, line cooks are fucking crazy. I don't think I could be a line cook.
I don't think I could work with food.
I've hung out with line cooks, and they're cool-ass fucking dudes, but, like, damn, I don't think I could be a line cook, because they are all just constantly yelling at each other.
Exactly. I don't think I could work with food, because everybody's mean. I can't deal with that. I just want to cook in peace and make you happy with the food that I give you. I don't want fucking people yelling at me.
Which is why, like, I'm good at barbecuing. Like, I've been, like, the lead at, like, a barbecue and just, like, pumping out food and stuff like that.
I'm good at cooking myself.
No problem, and I love doing that, you know? You went to that one that
was fun.
There's, like, brisket and chicken and all kinds of shit.
You seen me. I cooked. I hosted your party that one time. Everybody got fed.
Oh, yeah. Were you there when we did the duck? That was crazy.
Nah. Remember? And plus, I probably would have cussed about it. Because me and Duck have problems.
Oh, yeah. You don't like that.
Me and Duck fight.
Anyway.
So, unlike this show, we watched another show called His Dark Materials. We did watch 3, but then we outwatched the entire season. That's what I'm talking about. This one got addicting.
Oh, yeah, the whole first season.
We watched the whole first season of his Dark Materials.
Oh, we got so depressed, though. That show's, yeah. That show's good, but it's depressing.
Okay, so I will say there is, like, murders that you will not like and deaths that you will not like, but more if you're religious, you might be very upset, maybe.
If you're, like, maybe. Extremely religious, that's you'll what I'm be saying. Upset, because this really is just, it seems very anti-religious yeah. in a lot of ways. So if you're extremely religious, you will be.
Yeah, and I didn't know, we just found this one, I didn't know nothing.
This is great, though, because it's like Harry Potter, but, like, dark.
Yeah, it's really backwards-ass Harry Potter with, like, world-jumping.
It's like Harry Potter if it was the Catholic Church.
I guess, with world-jumping. You have to remember, it's like time-traveling world-jumping, because I don't know what time they're in.
Is it the same time? They're not time-traveling.
Are they all the same time?
Yeah, they're...
Okay.
It's not that there's different times or anything like that. It's that it's different
worlds. Dimensions. That's what I mean. Dimensions. Different. Yeah. It's world jumping. That's what I meant.
Yeah. There's no time traveling.
I'm confused because dimensional jumping. The dimensions are different and they seem like they're in different times because they're talking about, like, okay, in one dimension, they talk about the same problem that they have, but they don't see it as the same problem. They're like, yeah, we're already studying that shit. That shit's over there.
But yeah, it's weird. It's like this world that's like controlled by this weird sort of like Catholic Church, but everyone has familiars.
And that's not entirely true, because that other world was like, fuck are you talking about?
Oh yeah, when she got there? Yeah. Oh no, guess what I'm talking about. The main dimension that they focus on.
Is it? That's what I'm wondering. Are we sure that is? Because they keep talking about a higher god powerful thing.
Well, no, I'm saying in the first season they focus on that one dimension.
That one dimension. So, I don't know if they're going to jump dimensions every season, but so far I'm like all...
In the second season, they're in this fucking dimension where, like, all the adults are dead or something like that.
Something like, weird's fucking happening. If you get too old and you get near the dust or something, they're like, it kills you. It just murders them. It disembowels them. That one girl was just like, yeah, I saw all the organs fall out, remember?
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? In this world, it just disembowels you. In the other world, they just talk about it like it's evil, like sin. And in this world, it's killing you. So, like, it's a monster. So, what is it?
Well, what is it?
I'm still confused about, is it a living thing, or is it just a thing that floats in air?
I don't
even
want to get into what I was thinking about, because it would ruin it for listeners. Yeah, dust is just weird.
Yeah.
I don't understand what it is in the show yet, but also whenever they talk about it, they're like, I don't know what dust is. And then they come into our world.
Yeah.
Because one of the worlds is our dimension. And she goes to go talk to a scientist, and the scientist is like, you're talking about dark matter.
Yeah, see, it changes names.
And she's then, like, I've been studying dark matter. You're talking about dark matter.
And then she's like, how do you know about me and all this shit? Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, well, because she has that compass that just leads her anywhere she needs
to go. And she was trying to tell her that it wasn't bullshit, but I don't know if she believed it.
Like, I kind of want to read the books this is based off of, because at one point I was like, I don't care to read those. But now after watching the show, I'm like, actually, maybe I want
to
go read
it. I don't know if the book's written good. I have to see if somebody says that the books are written good. I gotta look at the stars on that book.
They're like the reading level for, like, Harry Potter or Twilight.
Yeah, that's not, that doesn't matter. Fucking Harry Potter's written like shit.
No, that's what I'm saying. Those are all, like, the same, like, reading level.
Okay.
They're a basic reading level where, like, anybody could read them.
But is it written like shit? Or is the show better than it? Because we've seen that happen.
You know, like, I tried to read Twilight, and I'm like, why do people like this?
I can't. I can't read it. I can't watch it. Don't ask me.
It's about old men preying on young women.
Exactly. I can't do it. And I don't know why everybody's brain didn't immediately click to that. That's probably why my brain just... I can't... Don't ask me nothing. I literally don't know shit
which
about Twilight
why,
because of
why,
this.
Why... Me reading, I was like, wow, this is fucking creepy.
Yeah. You know?
And then after, like, because I watched the movies, I was like, that's even creepier. After watching the movies, the bit where the werewolf guy's like, I'm going to fuck that baby one day.
And that's, like, gross.
That's fucking gross.
See? And nobody even pays attention to that. Everybody acted like that. He didn't even say that. They made it seem like it was loving. That,
he's like, she's mine and I will always... And I'm like, dude, what? He's
yeah, but he basically said that and everybody pretends like he did it.
Like, sees this baby and is like, we're meant to be together. That's a baby!
That's gross!
That's a baby!
How old is that? Look at that! Nasty! Oh,
we're soulmates. We're meant to be... That's a baby!
Gross. Just gross. Nasty. I'm telling you, most of these fucking movies, if you actually look at them,
they're gross. It's a whole, like, mystical thing. Like, he's a werewolf and he can, like, see the future. And I'm like, that's a baby!
And hold on. I want to ruin one for everybody. Since you guys don't really pay attention and you just noticed about the Twilight, I want you to look at Scott Pilgrim. You're welcome! I ruined it for you! Bye-bye!
What is it that where everyone's all like, Scott Pilgrim's dating a 17-year-old or a 16-year-old or something? And I'm like, that's creepy. Because the time when I watched that movie, I was the same age as Scott Pilgrim was in the movie. And I was all, that's fucking gross. I was like, he's a fucking creep.
Yup.
He's a fucking creep. And the whole movie, I just kept that energy. Like, nah, this dude's a fucking creep.
It's fucking gross.
And then he treated that girl like shit. The underage girl, he treated her like fucking shit. And I was like, this dude is a fucking creep.
It's not a good movie.
Which, to be honest, when I was younger, I was a fucking creep too. Which is why I fucking called that shit out. I was like, nah, he's a fucking creep. You know, it takes one to fucking know one. I was a fucking creep.
Fucking babe.
Oh, no, I will never, like, not admit that. No, I was a fucking creep and a terrible-ass motherfucker, and I'm glad that I realized it.
But, yeah, if you guys didn't know, pay attention to some of these movies. Their stories aren't right. But, yeah, we actually watched it.
Yeah, fuck all those stupid fucking movies. Scott Pilgrim and all that shit. Fucking creep-ass motherfuckers.
A good movie that we watched that is, like, totally nostalgic is we watched the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Once and Always movie that's on Netflix. And that movie's fucking awesome. And I loved it. And you guys, if you're a Power Rangers fan like I am, and you had Morphers and other stuff, then you should just fucking watch this fucking movie.
Oh, I fucking loved watching that. That was so fun. That brought me back to when I was young.
Yeah, it was a really good movie.
I remember watching Power Rangers when it first aired on Fox.
Yeah.
When I was a kid on Fox Kids.
Me too.
When it first fucking aired, and I was like, oh my god, that was so fucking cool.
Loved it. I loved it. It was so nostalgic. It sucked that some of the Rangers that died couldn't be in the movie, but damn, that movie was pretty good, and some of them still look pretty good for their age.
Right.
And I like how they did Trini's daughter. Is that
what I'm... Yeah. Everything was so well done. I'm really sad that, like, apparently, like, Jason David Frank was in talks to do it.
Yeah.
And he was gonna actually... I read up about it.
He was gonna be in it, yeah.
He was gonna be in it and everything, and just it all fell apart. But, like, they still made it, and I'm just like, man...
I wish he could have been in it and everybody else could have been in it. It could have been a perfect-ass movie.
It makes me so sad he wasn't in it.
Because everybody died.
When we got to see him at Comic-Con, and he went to his Q&A.
He's so funny.
He's funny and cool. He's a little over the top.
He's got a boasty energy,
He's so over the top, but I loved it. I was all, this guy's so funny.
He was really funny. That's why I'm like, oh man, he died and he didn't get to be in the movie. That fucking sucks. He was really cool.
He was such an over the top guy, and he was like, oh my god. I was like...
Really cool. Yeah, he was really cool.
Cool fucking dude.
I was glad that we got to meet him or see him too. You know, we got to see his energy and see what how he acts. So we know that he wasn't like, fuck you fans, get away from me or anything.
He loved his fucking fans.
Yeah,
the biggest booth.
Everybody was surrounding that shit. It was so good.
There was other people there that they were. You could tell they were all hurt. They were like, get this big old booth.
Dude.
And he was like a rock star. He was all, hoo, hoo, hoo. I remember he was like, everyone was all like hyped, and there was people all, I think this is disrespectful, and I was like,
he was having fun. Yeah, they were getting all hurt. The guy that was disrespected the most probably at that Comic-Con was the guy from Underworld that I talked to. That black guy from Underworld played one of the monsters.
He played the werewolf. I can't remember his name.
And he was so nice and down to earth. I don't know why the fuck none of you went over there.
That man's cool. Doesn't he have, like, a PhD or something?
I literally sat there just talking to him.
I don't have a phone.
About just nothingness.
I don't have a phone or a computer near me while we're doing this recording, so I can't look it up. Normally, I'll look stuff up while recording, but I have nothing near me.
But he literally just humored me and talked about nothingness, and he laughed about my stupid jokes. And I don't know if the rest of you laugh out there, because I can't hear you, but I make a lot of dumb jokes, and apparently they're funny enough for them to fucking laugh at, so that made me happy.
Yeah, he was so polite, you know.
Very nice.
Very nice man.
And he has such a good deep voice.
Oh, it's
his voice scared me.
His voice, like, sounds like he's got, like, gravel or something, but it's, like, covered in velvet.
Remember? I heard him from behind, and I was like, who is that? And I turned around, and I was like, oh, your voice is amazing. Your voice sounds really cool.
His voice sounds like gravel wrapped in velvet or some shit. We got to meet Michael Dorn. That was pretty cool.
We met a lot of cool people, you guys.
Yeah, we met the voice actor for Bulma.
Oh, she was so nice to me. She even asked me if I wanted any water or anything. She was so sweet.
She's like, are you thirsty? You're all sweaty. And she's like, are you thirsty? Need some water?
Yeah, she was so nice. Like, oh, bless her. She's great.
The voice actor for Bulma.
And
so fun.
Just, she's also the voice actor for Stocking and Panty and Stocking. And the voice actor for Panty was there. And they were both nice. And they signed my poster in a way that I asked them to. And it makes sense. And it's fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And anybody
the poster,
that,
she's on my yeah, sister's like, slut. That's so funny.
They signed it like how I said, can you talk like your character and sign it how your character would? And they fucking did it. And it was fucking, it fits, and it's beautiful.
And the poster, they were all, where did you get this poster? And you were like, oh, it's a few booths over. And then she was all, remember she signed it?
Yeah.
She was like, I gotta go. And she went to go find
one. She went to go get one. She said it was amazing. I'm glad I hooked you. Dude, I don't think that dude's listening to this, but if that dude's listening, I hooked you up. I hooked you up with a sale. You're welcome.
She was like, I'm gonna go get it. And she went and got it.
She was so cool. They are really cool girls, man. You chicks, man, they're best. Like, they were probably my best thing that I saw there. I love them. I love those voice actors.
Good. The one I wanted to go meet was, what's her name from the original Star Trek? Michelle Nichols or something?
But
or?
I couldn't find her.
No, she had too long of a line, remember?
Oh, that's right.
I was all, there's like 200
I couldn't see her
line.
Either because she had a big old fucking thing. That's why I said I couldn't find her.
Yeah, I was all, there's like 200 people in that line. And I was like, do you really want to wait? Because we will. And you were like, no. You were like, you even told me you were like, you're a bigger fan than me. And I was like, yeah. I was like.
And I even asked you, I said, you could either go in this line or the other line. Remember? I said, do you want to wait? We could.
We just went over to Michael Dorn.
Exactly.
And I was like, what?
Because I said, I wasn't lying. I was like, you could have went in the other line. I asked.
I still regret, I should have asked him, how's that F-16 handle? Because I know about F-16.
You were talking to him about planes, though.
For a second, I talked to him about martial arts and planes, but I should have been all, how's that F-16 handle? Because he got to fly an F-16, and I know about F-16s.
Oh, man, that would have been cool.
You know, I should have talked. No, because no, I could have actually, because my grandfather was on the team that wrote software. I could have been like, hey, you know, want to talk about the F-16? I've flown a simulator. I know a lot about it.
See, that would have been cool.
He would have talked to me for a minute.
If you ever meet him again next time, you know what to talk about. So, the last thing we watched was Slasher. And we were watching part of season one, and we watched 5 episodes, and that fucking season is called The Executioner, and fucking A. Okay, so I understand. Everybody said to get into the series because it gets better and people got money and it stops being all like what it is, but it is so soapy.
Oh, yeah, the first season is so soap opera. It's a slasher film, so if you like soap operas,
yeah.
If you like soap opera and shit, like, watch the first season of Slasher. It's like how I always tell people, like, hey, you like soap operas?
And there's so much dramatic, dumb shit happening that I'm like, oh, obviously. And I already pointed, remember, they at the last episode we watched, they were like, didn't you notice your husband and these other people? And she's like, oh, I never noticed it. And those were the same guys I told you about. I was like, I think this guy, and this guy. Oh, now we notice. Yeah, it's totally a soap opera, you guys. You're going to notice it immediately. You're going to be like, where's that guy going? Why isn't this guy all... this guy's never here. You're gonna notice shit. You're gonna notice so much shit that you're gonna be like, is there more shit happening or is somebody else about to die? Because people just be dying on this show. The executioner is some religious nut that fucking goes after sins.
And there's a lot of people in the show that I'm like, is it this guy or is it this guy?
Because there's a lot of people that show the signs.
I still think it's that one dude whose wife died and then he killed his own wife and then just faked being all sad.
You fake being sad. Who knows? I don't know what to think anymore because I was like...
There's so many people that you're like, it could be him.
I think her her guy that she's with is probably going to get killed.
There was a guy that showed up in one episode and acted creepy as fuck. And I'm
yeah, like, that was kind of sus, right?
I'm like, and he never showed up again.
Where is he? Exactly. See, that's what I'm saying. You notice all these characters show up and then you're like, wait, where the fuck were you when this happened? Where the fuck was that guy? I didn't see that fucking guy.
Man, that's all the characters that I'm suspecting. Like, you haven't been around. You haven't been around. You haven't been around.
Why are you not in the same fucking thing panel as this person? I never see you in the same... Yeah, it makes you question all kinds. You're like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, there's a lot of people. The only guy I don't suspect is the guy that's in prison. But I'm still like, what if someone's like...
What if he's wiring information to the other guy?
What if someone's sneaking him out somehow so he can...
Just so he can murder and then he just leaves her alone?
And he has an accomplice.
What? Oh, shit! What about the cop?
That's what I'm talking about. His wife died.
Yeah, wait, you think it's that cop and you don't suspect the other cop either? Because he's an idiot?
Oh, the sheriff.
Yeah, because he's shit.
He's just playing dumb.
Like, he's always... Well, kind of. Look, he doesn't investigate shit.
He's the murderer. He's literally just playing dumb, like, I don't know what he's talking
and then,
about.
And then, in the last episode, they showed his fake life that's all fucking creepy.
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
He's living some weird, like, he's, like, keeping his wife, like, captive or
he's
something.
He's keeping his whole family captive.
His whole family is captive.
And it's, like, creepy. And they're locked under doors and shit. And I'm like, what the fuck?
He has been, like, locked away in the cellar, his whole family. And I'm like, no, you're creepy. No, the whole show is creepy. That's why I'm like, nah, I'm into this. Like, no, I love soap opera-y shit. Like, like Rome.
Rome is awesome.
Rome is super, soap opera-y, but has a high budget. Such a good show. Two seasons, amazing. Front to back, like, every episode's great.
Yep.
I challenge you to tell me, like, that episode was boring. No, it wasn't.
Rome's amazing.
Every episode is great.
You'd be lying.
It's two seasons of back-to-back awesomeness.
Yeah, if you guys can see Rome, watch Rome. It's good.
It's dramatic as fuck.
It's so dramatic.
And you could really just... You'll get addicted and watch it in a weekend. Just start Friday, and you'll be finished by the end of Saturday.
Yeah, you'll finish it. There's no way you'll stop.
There's no way you'll stop. You'll be I have to watch the next episode.
And then you're going to be sad when it's done, and then when you look up stuff, you're going to be even more sad. I'm not going to tell you nothing, but don't look nothing up, so...
But it ends well. It's not like it got canceled.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, you're going to want more, and you're going to look into people, and you're going to look up stuff, and you're going to be sad.
Oh,
don't do it.
Don't do it, because actors have died.
Yeah, and you're not going to like anything that they say about anything, and there's... Yeah, so don't look, okay?
Amazing show, though.
But look at Rome. Rome is a good show.
Front to back, amazing show, and it's like soap opera.
And watch Slasher. Like,
I can't wait for season
two. This is good.
I want to watch season two.
I can't wait to see the other seasons because it's like an anthology. Yeah. Every season's different.
And it feels like a soap opera, and I'm like, this is so good.
So what's the next soap opera? Exactly. You're like, hurry up and get to Who's the Executioner so I can see the next soap opera. You're like, hurry up. And it is fucking
good. That's what I hope. I hope the next season, because it's an anthology, keeps that same energy of feeling like almost like a soap opera.
Yeah. Just keep me in suspense constantly.
I like it. I do like it. It feels very, like, campy and soap opera-like. And it feels like I'm watching... like an old school slasher film.
Yeah.
You know, like the original Friday the 13th or something like that. It's campy and like...
Yeah.
I like it. Everybody's
like showing their colors and you're like, what the fuck? But all right, you guys, we reached a breaky time. So it's time for you to take a little break.
Oh, the break!
And we're back.
We return!
It's time for praise or shit. So this week's praise is the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is moving marijuana from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3, meaning that a lot of people might get out of jail and your charges being dropped against you.
Finally. That took way too fucking long.
I know. And but I'm happy, because now people that use it for medicine will probably be able to get it easier. It will probably become easier. That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
So, the negative this week is, if you haven't gotten rid of Chrome and you still use Chrome as your browser, there's a new update that puts the user tracking ad platform into it. They're going to track your information, sell your information, make money off of you, and give you ads. Your favorite. So, remember, this is also the same Chrome browser that was trying to make sure that it installs a new thing to block ad blockers. You probably just don't want to use Chrome anymore. Nobody should use Chrome. Chrome is shit.
Yeah, Chrome is garbage.
So, this week what's on my mind is, do you guys remember when we were talking about how states were going to use verification, like certain states, for like using your ID to just look at porn? Well, it looks like you pissed off the people. You must have pissed off all those weirdos and nasties that you were claiming existed, because now they decided that they're gonna fucking report all Christian websites, because there's vulgar passages, which we all know there is.
Yeah.
And now, what do you guys think? Do you think that they like their law now, or... Because soon you're going to just collect everybody's identification.
Yeah, no, like. This has already been a thing with people that are conservatives that want to pass laws that control people more and more. Like, oh, we want these laws that will control... As soon as it does something to them, they're like, oh my God, fuck! Like, okay, a perfect example, I can't remember what state this was, but back when Obama was the president, mm-hmm. and he came out with Obamacare, they came out with this body autonomy law. In like somewhere in the fucking South, I don't fucking remember mm-hmm. where. I'd have to look up the state. But they came up with this body autonomy law, where like, oh no, you have the right to choose your health care and all of these things and the care that you want.
Yeah.
You know, your body, your choice, all yeah. of that kind of shit. So fast forward to today, and they tried to pass a anti-abortion law. Like, oh, you can't get an abortion ever at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. And this judge that was like. A conservative judge was like, no, we can't, because we already passed this law. It literally goes against this law to pass this law, so no, you can't pass this law.
See, they're just gonna end up making a bunch of stupid...
And they were all, says who? Says you guys. You guys are the ones that put this law into place.
Right? You made the law.
The now people that made the law were like, what?
And now it's gonna backfire, because, like, yeah. I don't...
Laws like this backfire.
Because it's really not going to make sense, because then you're going to have, like, let's say that you have this guy that sits there that verifies all this information, because somebody must be, I'm assuming, because if it's a computer, people could just fake an ID to watch their porn, if that's the case. But if there is a person sitting there that's looking at all these identifications, you're telling me that they're basically going to turn into the MVD, because a bunch of websites are just going to get marked, and people are going to have to use their ID. And they're just going to collect the... So are you the MVD? Because that basically almost sounds like the MVD. Collecting all these IDs, all this information on people, but then they're not selling it or doing anything with it. That's the MVD, right? Yeah, what the fuck? So you're going to turn your whole web access and websites and accessing things into the MVD. That sounds horrible. Can you imagine that? Standing in a line to be verified before you can watch YouTube.
Right? Oh, you gotta get verified first.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it would be the MVD, the equivalent of the MVD. This would be digital MVD. This is what that sounds like to me. In my head, it sounds like shit, standing in a line,
sounds
waiting.
Terrible.
Yeah, take a number. Oh, we didn't process it right. You didn't take the picture good, so we couldn't see your name, so we couldn't process it right, so you gotta get back in line. Like, it sounds like shit. It just...
It all sounds like garbage.
You guys keep making your fun laws, but we reached the end of the show. You can find us on Instagram. You can find us on Threads. Fucking Discord. Do you have anything to tell us for the end of the show?
Oh, for next episode. Yeah. So for next week's episode, I am going to eat one of my hats. But I'm going to put all my hats up on Instagram, and you guys get to vote on which hat I'm going to eat on next week's
episode. What's the best flavored hat?
Yep. Which hat should I eat? I'm going to eat one of them.
They're going to just pick the dirtiest, musty-looking hat.
They're going to be like, that hat looks fucking gross. Eat it. Anyway, love you guys. See you next week.
All right. Peace. Be safe, everyone.